Welcome to the KLMJ Midday Program. Midday is a segment that airs each Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at this time on 104.9 KLMJ and features news and information from our area extension offices. Midday is proudly aired as a public service of KLMJ FM.
And a good Wednesday afternoon. Welcome to today's extension report. Right now we are joined by Eric Weave, Farm Management Field Specialist for Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. And Eric, I know that you said Monday the annual crop report was released. I know that's a topic for today, so I guess I'll kind of let you take it away here, Eric.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me. And now that we're a couple days past that report, and we've let that new information kind of settle in, the market has kind of adjusted to it. I know it caught a lot of people by surprise. We were certainly anticipating maybe some different numbers, particularly in the realm of corn. But our annual summary was released on Monday, and so we kind of got our final look of what the USDA is telling us our 25 crop was like. And so, as we know, they did up increasing harvested acres and planted acres as well as adding a half a bushel to the overall national yield. So they put that at 186.5 bushels per acre on the national average, giving us just over 17 billion bushels, which would be the largest corn crop we ever produced in the U.S. As production, if we add that to our beginning stocks, we're really sitting on a supply coming out of harvest at 18.5 billion bushels, which is a whole lot of corn, right? And so that is why we saw the decrease in prices that we saw following the release of that report. The optimist in me, if you will, says that we saw it for one day. We've kind of leveled off in trading since then. So that is kind of good news, I think, as we have digested that information. Certainly not what we wanted, but it could have been a lot worse if we had a limit down situation or something like that. But given that news, given that we lost about 15, 20 cents off of the markets where we were prior to that, it's a good opportunity to look at our marketing plans, maybe readjust some of our target levels, but any unsold bushels that we had, continue to seek out. I still think there'll be some opportunity, some headlines, different things occur throughout the rest of the marketing year that will allow us to capture a better price than what we might see right now, right? Certainly, we always want to provide and protect against the downside risk. But as we look into 2026, our next big report that might be a big mover and shaker on markets is our March planning intentions, right? And so the implications coming out of this report might alter people's planning intentions, along with the cost of production as people are putting those together through the winter months. But that one's really going to start to bring into focus our price for the 2026 crop that we're going to plant. And so maybe go ahead and mark it. I think it's good to also remember February, March, April, May is generally when we see the high of market prices for the year. And so even though we did take a hit in the corn market this past couple days, I still think there's some opportunities in the months ahead to still price some of that old crop corn. If those numbers do hold, our carryout for the first time since the pandemic is above 2 billion bushels. We're sitting at just over 2.2 billion bushel anticipated carryout by the time we reach the end of August later this year. On the soybean side, they didn't adjust yield, but they did adjust some of the acres that they had previously reported. And so soybeans also went up a little bit. They did add to some ending stocks. Of course, we continue to struggle on the export market of soybeans. And so that in itself is also keeping some downward pressure on price movement. And so we did see some reaction in the market, but I think for the type of news that it was, could have been a lot worse than that reaction. And so I still think there's some opportunities to continue to market. May not be the jumps that we saw a year ago after we saw a surprise report in the opposite direction, but continue to pay attention to your cost of production, your marketing plan, and make those sales when the opportunity arises.
And I guess one quick question off of that, Eric, how does this, you've maybe hit on this already, but how does that play into supply and demand going into 2026 now that we're 14 days into it, I guess?
So on the corn side, we do have strong demand, particularly in the export market, right? Over the past calendar year or so, United Grains Council and such have done a great job in increasing new markets and getting U.S. produced corn into some new markets, and so that has helped keep the corn prices in the levels that we've seen them. Soybeans a little different. We have been picking up new markets, but the reduction in trade with China certainly is a big hill to overcome when we talk about how many bushels we used to ship to China and the fact they're replacing more and more of those bushels from other parts of the world. But we, in both grains, we have a supply issue, right? Not only in the U.S., but worldwide. The U.S. and the world is sitting on large supplies, which as we go into production, either in South America in the coming months, the U.S. Later this year, in a supply-heavy market, any production hiccups, if you will, whether it be late planting, drought, excess moisture, any of those things that are going to negatively impact our production in 2026 can quickly change the price scenario for new crop prices, right? And maybe even the tail end of some of our old crop as the market tries to stabilize and ensure that we have enough grain over the next 18 months, if you will, right? And so that is different where we were 6 years ago when we were in our last down market. That was more of a demand. Those are a little harder to overcome. We just have to build up new demand and that type of thing. But we currently are sitting in excess supply, if you will. And so we've got that old crop on hand. But if we have issues producing new crop in the coming production cycle, that could change the market outlook in a hurry.
See, interesting to see how that plays out here in 2026. Eric, thanks a lot for joining us. We'll talk in a couple
Thank
of weeks.
You. All right. Have a good one.
All right. That's Eric Weave on the Extension Report here on KLMJ.